Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on it.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hard work for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past.
You ready? It's Monday morning. It's time to rock out.
What the hell was that?
I had to wake up the world.
Hey!
M4G Podcast Radio.
Axel. It's October 20th and we're ready to rock. Yeah.
Can you hear me, BK Broiler? All right. In the studio with us, we have Jason.
I feel like we're on a legit radio station right now.
We have Jason. We have Bebe and the dog. Woof, woof. We have Jason, the Green Lantern Gambro.
Hey there, everybody. How's it going? This is Gamus Khan coming to you live from Franklin, Ohio. Oh, yeah.
Way to go to just tell them where we are so they can come and murder us.
Yeah.
Like anybody knows where Franklin, Ohio is.
You Google that shit, it don't even show up.
It doesn't even show up.
By the way, whatever happened to programs? I missed that.
Greetings, programs.
Thank you. Also with us, we have Ryan DeWombat.
Hey, welcome to the show. We hope you all are strapped in and ready for a wild ride.
Everybody.
Here on KKR in 4G Radio.
Everybody likes Mr. Toad.
I don't know, I'm just making shit up.
Also with us, we have Brian the Cloverfield Peterson.
I apologize if this is loud, but hey, how's it going?
The random crusty laugh.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
And we have Justin. I don't have any nickname for you right now. Testa.
Yo. Wow. Way to break the sequence.
You can never break the chain.
I just did.
Damn it.
Well, if you don't love me now,
you don't love me.
You will never love me again.
So let's do some fondling. We're going to do some chopping fondling.
Fondling! Wow. Oh my god!
Start with the Green
this
Lantern.
This one just started off the rails. It's getting progressively worse.
That's all
is
my
it
fault.
Is Thrillville off the rails?
It indeed is.
Wow.
And that box is yellow, which just killed Gambus Khan.
The fact that you know the color of the box art for Thrillville off the rails makes me want to take my headset
got
off and
box.
Leave.
That's because I own
got
it.
A box for you.
So, Mr. Khan.
It was all
righty
yellow.
Then. My current week of fondling consists of Dragon Quest IV.
Why are you talking like a karate master?
My current week does not exist in this dojo, does it?
There is no fear in this dojo.
The enemy shows no mercy. Get a body back, Johnny! Yeah!
Yeah! All right, we're done with the Karate Kid. We're not going to recite the whole movie, even though I know you two know it. Ralph Macchio fanboys.
I love Ralph Macchio. He's macho.
I almost said a bad word.
Yeah, you did.
But, yeah, Dragon Quest IV for DS. More level grinding. Let me see what else. I played some more Mega Man 9. And I beat two more robots. Ah.
Which brings your count to?
What's that?
Which brings your count to?
Three.
Right.
All right. And then also played Wipeout HD. And I got past the first trial of races. And I got a couple new trophies.
You trophy whore.
I got a whore.
I got some trophies.
I don't know how people can be addicted to stupid accomplishments.
Probably,
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
One trophy. Two trophies.
Well, that reminds me, I need to log in my Xbox today to get my achievement for a score tracker.
Oh, yeah. You got to be a special kind of douchebag to want to get achievements in Score Tracker.
I'm special.
I am special.
Yeah.
Epeen getting bigger.
You're just jealous mine's bigger than yours.
And then also played some more Star Wars Force Unleashed. And I got to a point where I was getting killed over and 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 over again, right?
And over?
And over. So then I was like, screw this. Went to stage select. Went all the way back to first stage.
Why? I'm asking this for a reason. I'm going somewhere with this. Why?
Level grinding.
You can level grind in the level you're in. Even if you die, you get to keep your experience.
I know. I just wanted that sense of kick-assery.
Because you're getting your ass kickery.
Yes. Yes. It was the other way around.
Apparently the force isn't strong with you.
You went back to the beginning and working your way back up?
It's working
instead of just beating the game?
Okay.
I'm already on the third stage again.
You don't know the Gambus Khan methodology of playing video games? Because when he hits the brick wall, he just stops and starts over. And then he gets back to that brick wall, and he stops and starts over.
And every time I get to the brick wall, it's a little bit closer to my goal than the last time.
You know what you should do is you should just keep playing the brick wall over and over. That's why you never finish any damn games.
That's true.
Mix up your strategy. That's why you suck at first-person shooters. Mix it up. Mix it up. Do that shit.
Mix it up like DJ Diddles.
But yeah. And
N4G Podcast, the musical.
And
everything inspires a song.
And the last... Oh, crap.
That was a good song.
Somebody's tuned up to the trumpet.
The last game... The last game that I fondled was a pretty terrible one.
I can't wait to hear this.
Mortal Kombat for the Game Boy Advance.
What?
Dude, that got a 0.0. Why would you even buy it?
Dude, short story.
What?
My parents showed me a box that they bought at a yard sale, right? I looked in the box. It's got an N64. It's got a Game Boy Advance, a Game Boy Color, a Game Boy Advance SP, and they had a few games with it. They had Super Mario Land Part 2 for Game Boy. They had Kirby Pinball. They had they had a couple advanced games. They had like a sports game. I forgot what it was, and then they had Mortal Kombat Advance. And for the N64, they had an extra controller, all the wires to hook it up, a copy of Super Smash Brothers, the original, Super Mario Kart, Tony Hawk for 64.
I'm hoping for 64.
All in one box. All in one box.
This is a magical box.
Yeah, this is a magical box of hit and miss titles. And I was like, whoa. And I was like, how much do you pay for this? And they were like, oh, I don't know if we got a good deal or not. We paid $2 for it. And I was like, holy Toledo.
Somebody had fun.
It's a pretty good deal.
I was like, that is a fantastic deal.
I'd buy that for $2.
And then my dad wanted to know how much all this stuff cost, you know, when it first came out. I was like,
what does that matter?
That's $200. That was 50. That was 30. That was 30. That was 50. That was 100. That was 120. And my dad was like, "Ooh."
Did he make that noise?
Whoa.
You only gonna give me 15 cent for NFL 2K5. Man, I paid $45 for that when it came out.
For real, dog.
Yeah, 15 so, cent. I played Mortal Kombat for the Game Boy Advance.
You know what? You deserve every ounce of torture you got from it for putting it in your system.
I think I played it for about 4 minutes.
That's 4 minutes too long.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, this is so terrible.
The fact that you didn't immediately toss it into an incinerator before you even put it in the Game Boy Advance makes me want to temporarily suspend your
key
card.
If I burnt the cartridge, the evil spirits from within would escape.
It's a possibility.
And wreak havoc upon the world. So
yeah,
it's my obligation.
Think of what your Game Boy Advance might have caught from that.
I need to keep this game in a locked vault for all of eternity.
So this is like the Shang Tsung of Game Boy Advance games where it has the souls inside of it.
Your soul is mine.
I need to put this game in the Phantom Zone.
Flawless victory.
So,
congratulations. The loser is definitely you.
Hey, man.
You put it in your system.
If we had a little star man here right now, he would have his head down with his hands in it, shaking it back and forth and crying. And it would say, you lose.
I'm gonna be playing some N64 probably pretty soon.
Is that your future fun? Way to say
that might be my future fondly. I don't know.
N64, huh?
Maybe.
Welcome
perhaps.
To 1996. What else are you looking forward to playing this week?
Last night I picked up.
That's how he works. Remember?
Oh, all right.
He always goes back to the beginning.
He works his way back up. Yeah.
The week after he's gonna be playing NES. Rock on.
Yeah. And the Atari 2600, which I still have, by the way.
I still have two of those, actually.
Nerd.
But yep.
That's the sound that all nerds make, apparently.
I do that when I poop.
Yesterday, I picked up.
What the fuck happened to this podcast? Is there a reset button up there?
Yeah,
hell no. We've been getting too conformist.
Can you hold LR start and select for me real quick so we can just reboot this sumbitch?
Right now, we're off the rails, dog.
I picked up Dead Space last night. Have not played it yet.
So that's future?
I'm going to play it as pretty much soon as I leave here and get something to eat because I got to eat first because I'm afraid that if I play the game, I'll lose my appetite.
Well, the cool thing is if you do eat, then you can really, shit your pants.
I make that sound when I do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That just killed the way this podcast was going.
You're ruining the mood.
But yeah, that's it for me.
You only going to play Dead Space this week? That's it?
I'm going to play Dead Space and probably...
What about Little Big Oh.
Hey, we'll save that for later.
Yeah.
What about Fable?
Fable? No.
Better shut up, bro. What? Cryer and chant.
You're not going to play Fable?
Not in the near future.
Man.
Probably in the distant future.
Oh, sorry.
That was just rude.
Sorry.
Are we still in the outtake section? That was unexcusable.
I'm sorry.
Unexcusable.
Just say, hear gum chewing.
The listeners.
I hear gum chewing.
My bad.
Download this shit every Monday and they expect quality and you have to belch in the microphone.
That was a quality belch.
But yeah, the next actual game I'm going to buy will be Fallout 3.
All right, there you go.
Which I'm extremely anticipating.
So you're not buying Spider-Man this week either?
Dude.
I'm just asking questions. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of criminal.
Yeah.
You are a criminal.
Yeah, smooth criminal.
I was about ready to say that.
I knew where I was going.
Yeah.
With my
limited funds, I'm only going to be able to buy a handful of games between now and Christmas.
It's because you are a criminal.
Yes, I am a criminal.
You are going 53 into 35, running over little children. How dare you?
How dare you? Know? Hold on a second. How dare you? Never mind.
You were trying on that one. That was good. So now we move on to the Wombat. How's it going?
What's up? So what did I play this week? I played some more Wipeout HD, which is still awesome. I played some... What? That wasn't me!
Oh, sorry. I heard a toot.
I think it was the chair up against the...
He almost spit it out his nose.
Don't spit it out your nose.
So I played some more Mega Man, which is also still awesome.
It's funny that the two best DLC games come out like within a week of each other.
Right.
It's the beautiful, beautiful time.
It came out for the Wii like a month ago.
Eat me.
and the PS3, which is the version I picked up.
Yeah, because I'm a fanboy.
I'm going to blow chocolate milk up your ass.
What the hell? Where in the hell did this show go today?
I want to know where you got chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk kid. He sounded like it.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Okay. All I know is that everybody listening to this is just chuckling the whole way through.
That's what's great about this week, because we're totally like, sporadic and
there's no real set structure to this podcast.
Well, we know
today.
Because like
we've
the holiday
so PC
rushes.
Lately and so like basic and round table. We're starting to become IGN. They're all boring.
Yeah, I know. Like I don't want to be boring. Holiday season's coming up. It's time to have fun.
Wait,
who else you playing?
All right.
Welcome back.
hey. No, I other than Mega Man 9, I played also today was or this week was kind of my week. Well, I was waiting on Dead Space. It was kind of my week to go back and play games that I hadn't played in a while.
Did you play Assassin's Creed?
No, I was going to. I went back and I played some more Mercenaries because, you know, I love it. And I played a little bit of that, and then I played actually some more Call of Duty because I never beat it.
Really?
So
I saw you playing it.
Yeah, so because so much stuff came out at the same time as it last year, and I never got around to actually finishing the campaign. So I played that a little bit, and I did buy Dead Space. I played not very much of it at all. I played like 5 minutes of it, just enough to like get a feel for the controls and walk around, but I hadn't actually got to the point where I even had a gun yet. So
you haven't seen the opening part, which is freaking awesome.
No. So I plan on playing that actually a little bit later today. Other than that, I think that pretty much sums it up for me this week. It was kind of a slow week for me. I didn't have a whole lot of gaming time. So it was kind of in fits, in little tiny hour-long fits of gaming.
Fits.
So, but I'm definitely getting Fable 2
tomorrow.
On, yeah.
Tonight.
No. Yeah. Not doing the
midnight. Oh, you're not
sale.
Doing midnight? Oh, okay.
No. So I'll get that Tuesday.
I have a proposition for you about that later.
Really?
The same one I have.
Yeah. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Hey. Hey. You stop that.
Anyway.
I'm going to put you in the corner.
I got one guy picking at a tattoo. I got another guy yelling at him for picking at the tattoo. I got a cat just being a cat.
A cat.
What else? I think that's it. That pretty
just
much sums it up.
Playing Fable this week?
Yeah, that's
you're not,
all.
You're not picking up Spider-Man or Far Cry?
You know, I wanted to, but between Fallout, Fable, and
you gotta pick and choose.
Yeah, it's not even about money. It's not about money. It's about I'm not gonna have time to play them all, so there's no point in me buying them now.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna buy Fable 2. I'm gonna buy Fallout, and I'm gonna buy Mirror's Edge. Contrary to Killer Wolverine may come across the place and attack me for this, but I think I may actually even hold off on Gears. Until after I finish the other game.
He's not mad. He's just,
you know,
disappointed.
I never beat the first one. I never really even got into the first one. I do want to beat the first one, and I do want to play the second one because I think it looks awesome, but it's just not high on my priority list for the rest of the year. The Fable 2, Fallout 3, and Little Big Planet are higher on my priority list than Gears of War 2 is right now. Actually, even if I'm being honest, Spider-Man's higher on my priority list than Gears is right now.
Oh.
So
he's not so upset with that because he's a Spider-Man fanboy.
Right.
He's like, Spider-Man.
So,
I'll allow it.
But
I like it when he webs me up.
That pretty much, wow.
Spider sense tingling.
Yeah, something's tingling on.
Easy there, Tiger.
Oh my God,
Tiger!
I think we're good. It's on to you, dude. I'm done. I'm spent.
He's passing his torch. He's done.
Hey, Cloverfield monster, I can't see you. The camera's too shaky. And your movie sucked. Anyway.
Oh.
So what's been fun? I know a couple. I can't wait to hear about one of them.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear about that one.
Yeah. Obviously, what's funny is I've had it longer than everybody else, and I still haven't beat it yet. But I still think I'm farther than everybody that I know. So, you passed Chapter 7 now?
I'm not past you, but I'm with you.
Okay. I'm beginning Chapter 7 on Dead Space.
Out of how many chapters?
12.
Approximately around 7 hours in. So,
really?
Yeah.
I'm only 5.
Really?
Really? I'm only 5.
I don't know what the difference is.
I'm an uber elite. I play games so fast.
They call me the Minuteman for nothing.
I've already beat Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 times.
I did.
But to be brutally honest, I had some visitors at my place of work this week. So my
you had aliens?
Visitors.
Visitors.
Yeah, I'm a place of work at Scientology Lab.
You
didn't
know
that? My God showed up today.
Oh, Tom Cruise?
Your God, Tom.
L. Ron
Cruise.
Hubbard?
I brought Isaac Hayes back from the dead.
Sweet.
Wow.
Did he have a Darth Vader suit on?
But no, I.
Hello there, children.
So I was really more busy working and resting and sleeping than playing anything. But what I did play was more Dead Space. I
I was going to say, it's a shame this isn't a working, resting, and sleeping podcast.
Yeah, I know. We don't need to talk about that.
Played more Rock Band, obviously, because whenever
addicted.
I got bite-sized time, I play Rock Band. So
whenever I have bite-sized time, I just have bite-sized brownies.
Holy shit.
By the way, this podcast going today, I think you baked a little something in those bite-sized brownies.
Indeed.
Those brownies are good.
You like the direction I'm going with it.
There's a lot of games I wish I would have played this week, like Mega Man. I never still haven't got back to playing that yet.
Yeah, I know. I need to do that, too.
It's so good.
And I think, and I blame Dead Space. Damn you, Dead Space, and your goodness.
Damn you all.
Damn Dead Space.
Because
I
got my Mega Man chops back. I was like all ripping the shit apart. I beat like three robots in three tries.
Mega Man ripping the shit apart.
So I got all my Mega Man playing skills back, and then I'm going to have to relearn them again now that I'm back to next generation.
Now that you're
easy.
Back to life. Back to reality.
Oh my god. I can't believe you just did that.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
All right. last night played some Buzz on the PS3.
Yes.
Last night.
Which is fun. I need you to play some more to let me know if they make the rounds more diverse, because if it's the same basic structure, I can see that game getting old no matter how many questions you throw.
Well, it's sort of like Seen It, but Seen It had more variety.
Well, at least Seen It mixed up the way
the
rounds were set up. I mean, this is like
Seen It mixed up the way the rounds.
Like, because thing is, you can play your strategy right. You can win every time if they keep the structure the same in Buzz, because all you got to do is figure out which ones you think you can succeed at really well.
But I think they did it for a reason for that.
I think you can customize it, though, too.
Oh,
I think you can actually go in and customize it the way you want the questions asked and what round you want to do, and you can do them individually. You can even choose what kind of questions you want to use, which Seen It would never let you do. This Buzz is like the most ultimate customizable.
Yeah. But Buzz, what we played of it, I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, I love that.
I
was
very
so
well
impressed.
Done, and it was funny, and the questions are really good, and they're really random. So I really enjoyed that. Also played more PS3. Oh, my God. It's a PS3 day. Downloaded the demo of The Last Guy.
The Last Guy.
I guess welcome to 2 months ago, but still. But I think it's the last time I turned on my PS3. So
wow.
Sorry. Ever since baseball season ended.
You don't play that show anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, baseball season's still going on.
No.
It's still going on.
There's one more game or one more set of games, right?
Yeah.
Who's in the World Series?
The Phillies are. And I didn't see the Rays
Red Sox
game last night. So here, I'll find out right now.
All right.
Well, there you
speaking
go.
Speaking of Phillies, I love Philly stick and cheese.
Even he's getting it on the action.
Yeah, we
went down to Meijer and bought a whole.
We need more cowbell.
Yeah, I went to Meijer, went down and bought a ton of shit ton of movies, but I meant to buy a PSN card, but I forgot to. So that's why I didn't buy The Last Guy and just downloaded it.
Oh, you're actually going to buy it?
It's zombies. Come on. I have a zombie fetish. So,
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Before I die, I want to fuck a zombie. I've always said that. So, there we go. For all you zombie fans out there, you're probably going, yay!
Holy shit, I think you just broke the podcast.
Yes.
I think you just broke it.
Wow.
It's tied 3-3.
Yeah.
The series is, so they still got one game to play.
All you Red Sox fans out there suck.
Agreed.
I just want to say that.
Okay, back to games. Let's do this. Thank you.
And last night I basically got into the awfulness that is called Rock Revolution. Konami.
Are you leaving the keys up on the table? You wanted to.
Did you see that? Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, let me just start off by saying I actually had hopes for this, for the fact that
it could just be more songs.
Well, Konami was kind of the
rhythm and
the innovators of this. They brought out Karaoke Revolution. They made Guitar Freaks and Drum Mania. I mean, these guys.
They even did Taiko Drum Master. That was them too, wasn't it?
That was Namco Bandai.
That was Namco, wasn't it?
These guys kind of brought this. Granted, they did. It was more popular in Japan, and of course, like every other American fad, we're way behind the times. But that's neither here nor there. But regardless, the music genre is here, and Konami's game feels like it's, I don't know, 5 years ago. It may have five songs that are actual artist songs. I think Judas Priest was.
I thought they were all covers. I really thought they were. Yeah.
So. Well, if Judas Priest is a cover, it's a damn good cover because it sounds very, very close.
That'd been the only one.
Yeah. But every other song I've heard, I think Metallica might be real.
What
too.
Song is on there?
Something that's not on anything else, and I can't remember off the top of my head.
Huh.
But it's
I'll
not
have to
on any
up.
Other song. It's actually a decent song, too. But everything else is covers. And not just covers. This is like Guitar Hero 1 style covers.
Oh, they're worse than that.
Yeah.
They're worse than that. Because I watched the YouTube videos of the Foo Fighters.
It's the bad Guitar Hero 1 covers.
Yeah.
The ones you're like, oh, God, that sounds nothing like that guy. Like the guy who did Nirvana.
Oh, terrible.
And these covers are just flat out bad. The note chart thing is done from top to bottom,
straight vertical,
and it doesn't
messes
work.
You up.
I mean, I don't know if it's a fact I'm so used to this, or it's really hard to time it when you got to be so goddamn precise. But yeah, that doesn't work. The note structure doesn't seem to be very accurate from what I've played. Even on medium difficulty, the punishment for missing notes is really high. And yes, it does support other instruments from other games, obviously, because
It doesn't even ship with an instrument.
Yeah, it doesn't really ship with an instrument. I mean, you can buy some separately. Their drums look like ass. They look like those old set top desktop drum machines you would get from, like, you know, KB back in the day.
Nice.
They look terrible.
Back in the day.
And their big
back
selling point
the
is they have seven,
young,
seven pads on there to come and mimic Guitar Hero's new drum set that's come out that's got seven pads on it. But you can also alternate between seven and five pads on the drum set itself. Problem is, you can't lefty switch on the drums. You can on guitar, but on drums you can't. So I'm left-handed, and I play drums left-handed, even though I play guitar right-handed, but I'm not trying to be Kurt Cobain or Jimi Hendrix or Paul McCartney. So even though I'm a lefty, I have that what's it called when you're
ambidextrous?
Yeah. I have a lot of that. I cut scissors with my right hand and stuff, so it's kind of weird.
You cut scissors?
I cut with scissors with my right hand. Shut up. But I can't play the drums. I mean, my hi-hat and cymbal hand is my left and my snare is my right, and that's all there is to it.
Maybe you should practice other activities with both hands.
Oh, I do. It makes it feel like somebody else is in the room.
Oh, my.
You're talking about clipping your toenails, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. What were you thinking?
And parting my hair.
Right.
And stuff. Anyway,
it feels like somebody else is doing it.
If I could somehow
have this
rock
fantasy
revolution,
where somebody
I
comes
in
and
word,
parts
be,
my hair for me.
It would be broken.
Broken?
Broken. Just.
Is that song on there by Pantera?
Walk is.
Sweet.
Really, really bad version.
Does it have vocals, too?
It does.
Can you do vocals in the game, like Karaoke Revolution?
You can. And you can also, there's a rehearsal studio option. And basically what they've done is they looked at Guitar Hero World Tour and said, huh, we can copy that, but not as well. Because they got like a rehearsal studio where you can go and you can either freestyle jam or you can play something else. There's even a music creator studio where you have this really jank-ass fucking Target music mixer.
That's on the back of the box, too. Also includes jank-ass Target music mixer.
You know what might be in the back of the box, but I wouldn't know because they what's funny about – I think the thing that made me laugh the most about Rock Revolution and its presentation is the fact that there's three languages for everything. Except for the title of the game, I think everything on the front of the box is in three languages, French, Spanish, and English. On the back of the box, when they're doing the descriptions of the instruments and the gameplay styles, is in – English, Spanish, and French. And then in the instruction book, I picked up the instruction book looking for the song rights and seeing if there's actually any songs or what the song list and stuff were. No, it's a really thick instruction book because they had to explain it three different languages on how to play this game. So it's the new Bible, the Rock Revolution Bible. So
the Lost and Blue instruction book.
And the sad part is I've talked way too long about a game that just doesn't really deserve to be mentioned. This game should have just not even been developed.
You know what, though? That's one of my biggest pet peeves is a shitty instruction manual. Yeah. I hate, like, games that have a two-page instruction manual. It's just, like, a little piece of paper in there.
It's every
pisses
EA
me
game.
Off.
Yeah, every EA game has three pages.
Yeah, Dead Space has a tiny instruction manual.
Did you sniff it?
I did, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
As far as future funneling goes.
All the people who missed the old manual sniffing thing are probably going, what the fuck are they talking about?
As far as future funneling goes, it definitely will not be any more Rock Revolution. Actually, the next game besides completing Dead Space, I want to actually go through and beat Mega Man 9. Because in the next 2 weeks, now that I don't have a little big game to play this coming week. This gives me 2 weeks before the big title that I'm actually looking forward to, which is...
You scared the cat. He's like, what the fuck?
Sorry, I heard that in the headset.
That was my attempt.
And that was a direct quote.
That was my attempt at stifling the sneeze.
Which is Fallout. Of course, you know, who knows how long I'll actually play Fallout for the fact
25
that,
minutes. You'll get out of the dungeon.
Yeah. You'll get out of the first thing. You'll
also plan on, I think I'm the only one in the room that's going to get this, but I'm going to buy a Midnight Club this
week. And you made fun of us for Golden Axe. Whatever. Neon light driving in the night.
Driving.
There's daytime driving.
Ooh, is that the new feature? Is that the new bullet point on the back of the box?
Wow.
You're such a rock star hater.
No, you're a
rock star hater.
Nope.
You hate him.
I love Red Dead Revolver.
Dude, Red Dead Revolver was the fucking bomb.
I don't hate Grand Theft Auto.
Liar.
I just don't find it to be the end-all, be-all of games. But then, on the complete reverse side, nobody believes that Metal Gear Solid 4 is the end-all, be-all of games, but I do. So.
Anyway, Fallout, besides. Anyway, so basically, the only week I'll be or game I'll be buying this week will be Midnight Club. I'd like to buy Spider-Man, but I know me and the fact that I still haven't opened Assassin's Creed yet, it wouldn't get touched.
You still haven't beat Star Wars.
No Fable 2 for you?
No, I like games that deliver all the promises they say they're going to do.
Really?
Why do you like Shenmue so much?
It's coming.
That's a promise. 37 promises wouldn't count.
You know, I will board the mothership and pray to my alien god that Shenmue gets developed.
Now he's in the closet. All right.
I think Wolverine's getting frustrated.
And no, I'm not a Scientologist. So
I think he's choking to death.
I just thought it was funny. So I'm agnostic.
Some stuff extremely. In my throat. No jokes. No jokes.
I let him go. Let him go because I'm a nice guy today. Yeah. So what you been fondling?
Besides his mom.
See, we had to let a joke go. What happened? What happens?
He called it sweet ass day.
Yes, I did. More Mega Man. I beat my second boss.
Which one?
Splash Woman.
Oh, my mom did want me to tell you something. Yes.
Yes.
She said that they need to change your name from Littlefoot to Little Something Else.
Oh! Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, welcome back.
Thank you. My ego has been bruised.
For those of you just tuning into the show, it's been a little crazy and Killer Wolverine has a small penis. I think you're all caught up now.
How do you tune into that?
Oh, man.
By small, you mean extremely large. Yeah.
It's opposite.
Yeah,
day.
That's what I mean
it
by
is
small.
Opposite day. You're jealous because it's bigger than yours.
By small, I mean.
Where's your fucking microphone?
By small, I mean another 2 inches, and we've been calling you Mrs. Wolverine.
You're just jealous because it's done bigger than yours? Just jealous. Just
so
jealous.
What else you playing?
I played.
People are going to think we've been smoking on something.
Silent Hill.
All natural.
You tried to beat Silent Hill?
Yeah, I got frustrated with it, and I just called it quits. So, it is what it is.
Brother.
I think that is all the 360 shit. Yeah. I played the Mortal Kombat collection, which I did forget until you said Mortal Kombat for the GBA.
But his didn't suck.
No, it really didn't.
Every time we talk about Mortal Kombat, it just gets me more and more excited for DC.
Oh, I'm so excited for that game.
But anyway, sorry.
The MotorStorm demo is one.
Oh,
that
yeah. Yeah. A couple of us fondled that.
You know,
in this
it's MotorStorm. And it's one I might buy, and I hate racing games.
And it's
MotorStorm was good. See, and I think the reason why he's more excited about it than we are, he didn't play the first one.
I played the demo the first one.
You played the demo, but you didn't actually get into the game.
Right.
So you're kind of like.
Because I didn't have a PS3.
Yeah. So you're kind of like, oh, this is really pretty and it's fun, and but unfortunately for us, we're like, it's the same game.
Right. Well, I mean, the demo looked almost like the track in the first demo.
Yeah, well, it's so. Dirt and foliage.
Where's the promised mud that they're... Remember last time? They're like, well, we increased the mud in this last version, but we're going to really amp it the next one.
Maybe.
Well, we only saw one
track.
Yeah,
I was about to say. It's just one track. Maybe there's just not in that track.
We got PS3 mud.
I didn't actually play that demo. I should have downloaded that. Maybe I'll do that when I get home.
I'm interested in downloading that.
Really struggling here. Because I had it all lined up. And
man, your fondling's load times are about as long as it took to download the update for Buzz last night.
Yeah, I know.
210 megs, was it?
Yeah, two hundred megs. Over an hour.
Other than that, besides Buzz, that's all I really remember. That's something else on the mind right now.
You got a big week.
Huge week.
Huge.
So. Did you play Pimple?
No, I didn't play it.
No.
I guess that's it. And then fondling for next week would be Dead Space, Fracture, Spider-Man, Far Cry, Saints Row.
Man. That's a long list.
Fable.
Fable. I don't miss Fable.
Gable.
Fable.
Fable 2.
And,
Electric Boogaloo.
Age of Booty.
Age of Booty.
That makes me laugh every time.
It's a great name.
You know what's a good week?
Oh, I missed
one. If you actually forgot to say Fable 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sign of a fantastic week.
When is something coming out on Xbox Live Arcade? This
Portal.
Yeah.
Portal
this week. I'm going to skip Portal. I played Folklore.
Fired.
Folklore.
Fired
Folklore.
Folklore. So, what did you think?
I didn't like it.
Really?
Fire this man.
Didn't like it.
Really?
And it's like an Okami for me. I couldn't get past the fucking hour and a half story.
You didn't like what?
Folklore.
Folklore?
So,
I don't agree with you, but I will respect your opinion.
Well, it's the Okami syndrome. I don't want to sit through an hour story. It wasn't an hour.
Actually, it was about 20 minutes.
It was longer than that.
It really is.
It felt longer than 20.
No, it's really longer than that
at the beginning because you start off with all the text and cutscenes, and then you go into the town and you got to talk to all the people. It's really...
Okay, if you count talking to everybody in the town,
I always say that story is one of the most important things, and I didn't give a shit about this story.
You have to be in
every time they were talking, and cutscene, but you had the little word bubbles of these goddamn characters talking. I just hit the fast-forward button like, I don't care.
You can really fast-forward it, too. It flies.
And
it's like the Dickens.
So
you're not a fan of the whimsical, oriental story?
It's because deep down he hates Irish people.
No, that's not it at all. It's just it's not my type of game. But then again, I'll go and trade it in for something similar in Fable.
Well, yeah.
So figure that one out. I guess I realize that this game would get lost. If I did sit down and start to enjoy it actually playing the game, it would still get lost.
It's still lost in my collection because I have never went back and played it as much as I like it.
Very beautiful game.
It's gorgeous, but that doesn't – I don't care about graphics.
It is a very slow game. For like the first hour of the game.
I'm a sucker for a good murder mystery, and that's what this game is.
That's exactly what it is.
So,
but I can understand that because, like I was telling him, you know, like, we played the demo, so we got a taste of what the game plays like because it was in the demo, like, immediately. And then, like, Okami, if you have to sit through the beginning, you're kind of like, fuck. You know, that's your impression of the game for the first, like, half hour, 45 minutes, and you're like, ugh.
But once you get past that, Okami's like... It's like Zelda.
Yeah, and you know, that's my problem. But you know what? It's my problem. I'll deal with it. I don't give a shit.
Well,
yeah.
That's fine.
I might have missed two good games, but I just don't care because there's so much other good shit coming out. And
it's going to be a fight.
Yeah, I would say that right now Folklore would definitely get overlooked if you hadn't played it to this point.
And it's unfortunate because I had that game for how long, and I just put it in the other night.
It was your pile of shame.
I was like, I should probably play this.
You popped it in. You're like, yeah, well, what are you going to do?
So, I don't know. There it goes.
There it is.
There it is.
Whoop. There it is.
And I don't think I missed anything.
Upside down and inside out. About to show all you folks what it's all about.
I don't think I missed anything, did I?
I don't think so.
I guess technically this week also. I guess we can add Guitar Hero in this future following because it's
coming
out Saturday at midnight.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
See the look he just got.
Well, we all can't afford it, and some of us really have to wait.
Not to mention, I mean, I still have Rock Band to play.
Me too, but it doesn't. It's got wings on it.
It does have wings on it, but
yeah, excited to meet to no end.
I just, you know, I've only got time for one.
He's only got room in his life for game one right now.
The music mixer. You know, the thing is, even if I want to play the whole world tour thing like I do with rock bands, I want that music mixer part really bad.
I just want Tool.
Yeah.
Three tracks.
Tool sucks.
Shut up.
And I still got my downloadable content from the old ones, too, so I can re-download my Foo Fighters and Dropkick Murphy packs and stuff.
You can't do it with Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
They said you could.
No, they didn't.
They changed their mind.
No, they didn't.
They never said it.
They never said
you could. They told us at the show you could. They said everything from Guitar Hero 3 and the downloadable content is also back.
Then they've changed it recently because initially they said the only thing that would work would be Metallica. Mm-hmm. That's what they initially said, so unless they change it within the last month and didn't announce it to anybody.
Oh, Metallica!
The internet didn't find out about it. So if they changed it, that's fine. But
oh, yeah! That's what they told us. I'm hoping so.
Master! If you have to re-download it, maybe they're just giving you a credit. Maybe they've went and reworked it, which would be nice. But, you know, they've not announced that to anybody.
Maybe that's the 80 free songs you get when pre-order.
No, it just unlocks all the ones in the game.
Oh, is that what it does?
Yeah.
Stupid idea.
It's not stupid for people who don't want to go through the world tour. They just want to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same people who want to get an invincibility coat when they first play a game. Oh, let's see how fast I can waste my $60.
Yeah, but it's different for a music game.
No.
I am one of the people who would like to have all of the songs unlocked ahead of time. If you want to give me clothing or stupid little stuff like that for beating the game, that's fine. But I want all the songs ahead of time because in case I want to sit down and play one, I can do that.
I agree with that. I'd rather have all the songs unlocked from the
game. In most games, I am in complete agreement with you. I don't think that action games should have all the stages unlocked ahead of time. I don't think any of that stuff. But with music games, I think all the songs ought to be there.
Well,
you
want
to lock the stages and the outfits and stuff.
Well, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be an option.
Right.
Like with this whole pre-order code thing.
Right.
That's fine. For me, half of the fun is getting there. Kind of like when people would cheat in Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance to open all the crypts up. I'm like, that's half the fucking fun.
But that's like a reward with music game. Like sometimes I would want to come home. Like, for instance, here's a very good example. The day I got Rock Band, we couldn't just go in and play any song, and there was like a bunch of people around.
Well,
you know?
I agree with that, but I would like all the songs unlocked in quick play.
That's right. What I mean, quick play. It doesn't have to be unlocked in the world tour. Okay. But just unlock them all in there, so if you get the game home and you don't give a shit about having to play songs over and over again or doing the stupid little challenges in venues, you just want to play with a bunch of people, you should be able to. So, there you go.
All right.
There you go. I'm following a lot of shit. Starting with the Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Dog Daddy.
Bioshock?
You see how I put that together with, it's just as good as Bioshock?
Oh, snap!
Oh, wow.
You know what? I think it's better than Bioshock.
Wow.
I posted my review up this week, and I gave it a very high score.
I saw
yes,
that.
You did.
Yes, 9. I did.
9.7, wasn't it?
Yeah. 9.6.
No, I really do. And people go, oh, you're stupid. You know what? And before you go, well, you're dumb for thinking Dead Space is better than Bioshock. I gave Bioshock Game of the Year last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not that I don't love Bioshock or have any less love for Bioshock.
Nope.
I like Dead Space more. But it's also my thing. Like how some people like Hot Fuzz more than they like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
I like Shaun of the Dead more. It's more my thing.
Dead Space is just, oh my God. Like just playing through it this week, which is what the bulk of my playtime was this week, I would be so enthralled in every level. Like every level I was on the edge of my seat playing this game. And literally the only complaints that I had about it was I had to get used to the perspective because at first I'm kind of like...
Yeah, it threw me off at first too when I'm like, as soon as you get out, I'm like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, how am I going to see all this
right.
stuff? But once you get used to it, it's fantastic. The levels are so creepy and they change up what they do to you between each level, which is probably the best part of it. Like you're not going to get the same something comes flying out from the side of the corner. Sometimes it'll just scare the shit out of you for no reason and nothing ever happens to you. It just scares the shit out of you. I do have one small little complaint like that. Well, yeah, that the whole that thing. But I also have the build-up to that boss.
Yeah.
The big giant one. He was very kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? That's all you have to do?
Yep.
I'm like, And I thought he would look cooler.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but
that's okay, but it's not the final boss.
No, it's not the final boss. So that's fine, but
supposedly the final boss is something ridiculous, so.
Yeah, which yeah. I'm yeah.
On but, the planet.
Don't spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
I've already said many things that you're going to visit the planet, so.
I actually really dig the story, even though it totally feels Event Horizon.
Yeah.
It like feels 100% Event Horizon, but I guess if you were going to copy a space horror, there is none better.
I like the whole fact that his girlfriend's communicating.
Oh, that creeps me out every time she comes on. When are you going to come and make us one? When will you make us one? It is random when it happens, and you're like, creeping me out a little bit. The enemies, even though every one of them look the same, they're varied, like what kind of enemies they are. Seriously, the guys that decapitate you in one hit, kiss my ass, it pisses me off. I hate when things can decapitate you in one hit. The weapons are badass. I don't understand your dislike for the line gun.
Actually, I never used it, so.
You need to use it. It's basically, you know how you like the pulse rifle so much? The default weapon, it's that with more range.
Okay.
It's got a wider range, so it's a lot better. The pulse, or the, what is it, the one that like shoots the... like shockwave. Oh,
That's the pulse rifle.
Yeah.
Pulse
no, the
cutter,
pulse rifle
pulse
is the
first thing.
The machine gun.
Okay. Oh,
but the one that you like, he shoots it and he like stomps on the ground. Yeah, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
The Ripper is badass. Yeah. Is you like shoot that little buzzsaw out and you're kind of holding it with like a telekinesis
so
ray?
Close quarters. But
yeah. But it's that thing is sweet.
That's the thing. I kick the shit. Yeah. That thing you're talking about where the spits out the little things to decapitate you. That's what I kill the guy on the wall.
Just saw his ass up.
He's a limb guy, so you got to take his limbs out. So.
And there are so many like creepy moments where you'll find people on the ship, and they just creep the hell out of you. It's just, it's so creepy. It's so damn creepy. And literally, you cannot play with no sound. You need that sound. That sound is incredible. The only other thing that I think it really does plot itself along. Like if you don't move faster, the game will take longer. Like, but that's kind of how the game works is you're always constantly walking slow because you're trying to watch out for what's going to happen.
Right.
The game probably would only be 6 hours if you actually ran through it like an action game.
Right.
It would be about 6 hours, but the way the game forces you to play, it'll last about 10 to 12.
I think too, and also if you just follow the lines of objective of where you need to go next, you get through it quicker. But and maybe that's why I'm a little bit... longer in playtime because I actually deviate from where you're supposed to go.
Well,
I see a room. I mean, actually, in your asked me about power nodes. I use a lot of my power nodes to unlock doors.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I always use them to unlock the doors. The upgrading system is my other thing. Is like there's just simply not enough to upgrade. And why are there power nodes that don't do anything but connect to the next power?
Yeah.
I always feel like I'm wasting them. I don't want to use them for that. I'm like, no, I don't want to give up a power node for an empty slot, but I have to get to this. And I feel like by the end of the game, I will not be fully maxed out, and that sucks. Okay. So, because there's just so much crap that you can upgrade.
Thing is, you can carry your stuff over again.
Yeah, to play a second playthrough.
But unfortunately, you have to play on the same difficulty.
You have to play, it's just like Star Wars. You have to play on the same difficulty. The zero-G stuff is fun, like jumping and flipping through the stuff. And like, there's just so many little things about that game that I just love.
I think the only thing, my only complaint, I think, in my review was that there isn't a typical jump button. So it took me a while, kind of like Zelda games.
There's no
real jump button. There's jumping options. I mean, like when you're in zero gravity, hold down the left trigger, you press Y, and you jump from place to place. And there's a lot of places where I wanted to leap over something, but
you can't.
Couldn't. So it's like a matter, you know, or something got in my way, I had to pick it up with my freaking status energy and move it out of the way kind of thing.
I do love how everything in the game, like the control scheme, if you explained it to somebody, would be confusing as hell, but how well it explains it. Like, basically, anytime you're using a weapon, hold the left trigger and push a button. That'll reload. That'll change your different stuff. It's just... it's so complicated, but they make it simple.
Yep.
And that's really nice. And the pacing of the game is almost perfect. Just going through and getting the story. And the creepy moments don't come too often, but they also don't leave you alone too long.
Right.
So, I mean, it just meshes together so well. And it's such a great experience. And it's just, I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think it's the thing about that, you know, I mean, everybody's going to have their opinion about the game. And for the most part, everybody agrees with what we're saying here. But it pisses me off when you got reviewers out there. I'm not going to name any names. 1UP.com. And where they say, A, the game wasn't scary. I'm like, well, A, you're not letting yourself be scared then. You're one of those people who think you're too cool for school, and I can't be scared because I'm a big bad man. or the fact that
they also
mentioned in a review that the game basically does the same thing throughout the entire game. Oh, this is a bunch of fetch quests. And I'm like, no, it's not. It really isn't. Yes, the objectives are similar. The ship's part of the ship is broken down, but the way the levels are set up is so much different. To tell me that getting the food storage area poisoned so you get into that area is the same as the level I played prior, which is the same level I played prior to that. No.
I never felt like I was doing the same thing. The only thing that made me laugh was like when you get to that food storage area and you run into the dude that you're with, and it's like a bad horror movie where like every time you fix something else breaks.
Yeah.
Right. And like he walks up to him, he's like, "Will this never end?" And I started laughing. I'm like, I'm starting to feel about the same thing. So I thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, it's like every time you fix something, they're like, "Now you need to go here and fix this because it broke that." So I can understand that complaint, but the levels never feel the same. What I'm doing never feels the same. Yeah. So that's not a valid complaint.
Level where you're running across the top of the ship and the no gravity and everything's
the freaking asteroids are coming at you. I'm like, don't hit me in the face.
The game just switches up so much. It's so much fun. And we're only, technically, we're about a little more than halfway through, so we still got more to go.
Exactly. Awesome. So I don't know what the complaint is.
I still don't trust our captain.
No.
I agree with her.
Yeah. He's going to turn into a big blob monster or something, come out with some tentacles. And
he's going to be like, blah, 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 blah.
Be like some crazy Japanese anime. I don't know.
Akira.
The other game I actually spent on.
Playing Little Big Planet?
Little Big Koran?
That was Akira.
Okay.
The other game I spent a lot of time with is Saints Row 2, and I continue to reiterate the fact that I think it's just incredible. Absolutely love it. Having a ball with it. There's just so much variety in that game. It's so much fun. I spent a lot of time talking about it. So the big surprise this week was Fracture. I had no interest in this game after the demo. I was just kind of like, it's not very fun. But then, I had some freebie games coming, so I picked it up because there's really nothing else out right this second. And I played it, and I literally played for like 3 hours, and I absolutely love some of the stuff they do. The weapons are fun. The game is fun. I guess it's just so generic in some aspects that there's nothing special about it, but the guns. And the guns are cool because, like, the shark gun where you shoot the missile into the ground and then explode it. But there's another gun that I don't think was in the demo that might be one of the most interesting things that you'll do with a gun. It's basically a gun that shoots a laser. Wherever the laser goes, everything around the laser goes to where the laser is.
Nice.
So, like, if you shoot a guy with the laser and he's surrounded by, like, boxes and barrels and shit, they all just go...
Nice.
And just crush him. And it's hilarious to watch him get crushed by that gun. I love, like, now that I've gotten better with the pimple gun, like when you're running into a big group of enemies, just shooting a pimple under them and shooting them up into the air and watching them fly around in the ragdoll physics. It is just a shooter with a gimmick. It really is, but it really is fun. I don't know that I'd recommend it for $60. Like I said, I got it for like $30, which that is a very good price for that game. Unfortunately, the other game I got for $30, because it was the Toys R Us thing going on, mm-hmm. was Baja 100, whatever that...
The MX ATV people did?
Well, the publisher, not the developer.
Right, right. I take it there's a reason why you pointed that out.
Ass. Asshole in a box, this game is. It is terrible. Oh, it was funny because, like some racing games you'll play and you'll earn some parts, you upgrade your car and you do better. Because I played through the career mode the first time and the first stage and I finished like fifth. So I upgraded my car. I, like, maxed it out with all my credits I earned. I finished 7th the second time through. So there was, like, no performance enhancement at all. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, my car turns for no reason. And, like, on the back of the box, the graphics look good. Yeah, until you get in the game. And they look like ass. Yeah, that's gone this week.
Man.
Yeah, I think, back to Fracture. I think the only thing that pissed me off about Fracture is... It took a really cool design, and I felt like they really didn't do much with it, or a cool idea. And the biggest thing that pissed me off about Fracture is it made me miss Armed and Dangerous, and wondering why I don't get a fucking sequel to that.
because those guys just like got shuffled around and fired.
Yeah. That game was awesome.
I do like Fracture, but it is very generic.
Giants was awesome
scope.
Too.
The other big one that I played this week was Blitz the League 2.
I saw an open day.
Electric Boogaloo.
Blitz the League 2. Okay, not much has changed since last year. It still plays exactly the same. It feels exactly the same. One of the coolest character creators I've ever seen in a video game for a sports game.
Really?
Not because you can customize him, because everybody plays the same guy in career mode, so he always looks the same. You can give him his own first name, but his nickname will always be Franchise. In order to decide what kind of player you are, you hold a press conference. And the press actually asks you a question, and then you get four choices of how you want to answer it. They'll be like the first question I think you answer is, in 5 years when you after you retire, what will you want to be remembered as? And they'll give you four choices, and whatever you choose, it'll boost a stat. That has to be one of the coolest things.
That's not innovative. RPG games have been doing that for years.
This is a sports game. Leave it alone. That's like saying Grand Theft Auto is special because it has basketball in it. Yeah.
I never said Grand Theft Auto was special because it had basketball in it.
But I just like the way it's done because it's done well. Right. And it's interesting. It still has that career mode where, like, you go through and you earn sponsors and you earn girlfriends and you earn money and you can juice your players and upgrade your players. But the on-field action when you're actually playing is exactly like last year. It is fun, and I still laugh when, like, you can beat the hell out of somebody after the play's over. But I think my favorite part of this game is, and I don't know if you know who he is, but Frank Caliendo does the announcing, and he imitates Madden.
Nice.
Oh, like, I was playing in the rain in my first game. And I threw the opposing team threw a ball and he dropped it. He's like, I don't know what's going on out there, but when everybody's balls are wet, they're just sliding all over the field. And when you hear Madden say that, it's just classic.
Does he
adds.
Do more impersonation than just
no,
Madden?
He just does Madden. But he's wow.
Wow.
he's one of the two announcers, and it really does add to the game because, like, I've been playing sports games for a long time, and the announcers very rarely add to the game, unless we're talking about Peter O'Keefe and what's his name from the 2K games, but yeah, Frank Caliendo is Madden, one of the highlights of that game. It's fun. I mean, if you like the last one, it's just a nice little upgrade to it. I played the MotorStorm demo like we talked about. It's MotorStorm. I'm actually kind of disappointed when one of the biggest features that they're touting is split screen, and that really doesn't mean much to me, I guess. It's still the most beautiful game, racing game I've ever seen. It freaking gorgeous. Like, I actually hit a wall, and you saw my car crumple, and, like, the Cassie came off the bottom, and, like, the muffler fell off, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah, the thing is, they really didn't fix, which I wish they would have, is what I like watching the crushing scenes, but it takes time off of your freaking lap if you watch it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're watching, like, that is awesome. Oh, crap, I got to get back into the race.
You
got
to get back in. And like, the second thing they didn't fix is it's hard.
Yeah.
I finished last on all three vehicles. Yep. It's just ridiculously hard.
Because you suck.
Yeah, I do suck at it. There's no doubt about that. But I still come in, like, 10th or something, you know. And the computer just whomps my ass, no matter which vehicle I used. It's so freaking hard. The other big thing that I played this week, well, I was Age of Booty. I didn't get much time to play with it. I didn't get much time to play with my booty.
That's a big thing you played this week?
It is good. It's really good. It is like the old, it's a grid-based strategy game. You can drink rum.
Nice.
In between turns.
Awesome.
Which is awesome. I didn't play much of it. Literally, I'm going to play a lot more this week. But it is, if you like those old grid-based strategy games, and you like pirates, you love this game.
Arr.
It is really, and it is so multiplayer-focused. Like,
shiver me timbers.
Seriously multiplayer-focused, because the single player is just a series of challenges. And the trial version of the game has online, free, for anybody that plays it.
Nice.
That's how focused they are on the online. But I thought it was cool, and I didn't think I would like it.
Gotta mention the biggest game you played.
What?
Baja.
I already did.
Damn. Yeah.
That's why you were out of the room.
He mentioned that when you were downstairs, being away from the podcast.
Well, we were talking about the awesomeness that is that game.
It was so awesome. It takes that long to find it. So.
Oh.
I tell you, the Baja I like the the chicken chalupa Baja from Taco Bell.
You know what Baja I liked? I liked Super Off-Road, the Baja on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Super Off-Road's the shit.
The Baja was nice because it was behind the truck. It's pretty fun.
Trying to think. No, I think
that word has lost all meaning now.
What, Baja?
I downloaded the Crazy Mouse trial, but I didn't play it. Don't make fun of my Crazy Mouse. This week,
is that a Crazy Mouse in your pocket?
Indeed.
You're just happy to see me.
It's just my screen.
Or are you just happy to Baja?
He's happy to Baja. And I played Buzz, which my lovely wife bought me for Sweetest Day, which was awesome.
Aww.
I'm looking forward to making my own quizzes this week. And I'm going to make video game trivia quizzes, and it's going to be awesome. I'm going to share it.
Sweet.
And I got a trophy, and I don't even know what it was, because I didn't even look.
He's on fire, I think it was what
he's
it was called.
On fire or something like that. So, but Buzz, I love Buzz. I think that's going to become a staple party game.
The only thing I wish they would get rid of is that damn power button on the
controller. You can lock the controller on the side so it's not using batteries, and he locked it last night, and he's sitting there, and he can't, why is my buzzer not working for like an hour?
Nice.
Oh, that was funny, but no, I love Buzz. The presentation is superb. It really is, and the questions are good. Like, you can start off, and like anybody can play this game. There's questions on there that nobody
this
knows
is
the
my
answer
dance,
to.
Y'all. Humpty Hump's my name.
And they use the actual music too, like when you're doing the and they do the movie clips and I like it. I really like it. I think it's fun. This week, picking up Fable tonight. You know,
sweet.
And we're in the future,
right?
Picking up Fable tonight. Should get Far Cry on Wednesday. Probably got a lot of other stuff coming that I don't know about yet. Gonna play some more Dead Space, more Saints Row. Oh, it's gonna be a busy time has begun.
Yes,
but I won't be playing the Little Big Delay.
Little Big Mistake.
I won't be playing that this week. Won't be playing the Chant, which is sad, sad indeed. But that wraps up my fondling. And that wraps up all the fondling.
Woo, fondling.
Fondling has been wrapped.
Fondle.
And here it is. 1 hour into the show.
See? I just let it roll.
Let it be. Let it be.
I let it ride.
Let it fondle. Let it fondle.
So it's time for some dirt deer-tay.
Some deer-tay.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by oversensitive people who would like to remind you that this fall season you're going to play a lot of games that feature damage, destruction, violence, decapitation, gore, foul or offensive language, blood, drug use, alcohol use. But don't worry, because we'll make sure that you can't play a game with two lines for the Quran in it about a 6-inch tall burlap sack. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Wow. That's
losing.
What?
What's that losing?
Yeah, a lot.
Cox.
We have some dirt, some deer tray.
Some dirty.
As we know, the Call of Duty World at War beta is out. You can get it by pre-ordering the game at GameStop, or if you were lucky enough to get into it through the internets. This week's Xbox Live Arcade games were Age of Booty and Crazy Mouse. You have Portal in here, right?
No.
You told me about it yesterday. This week's is Portal. It's 1,200 points.
No, actually, I did. My bad, I did.
Okay, well, I'll skip it when I get to it.
Alrighty, then.
Microsoft...
Can you tell we do this on the fly?
No. Shh. Don't let out our secrets.
Dude, I think they know.
Microsoft has confirmed that the movie sharing feature will not be available when the new Xbox experience launches. Cutting features before it even comes out.
Nice.
Well, the
sounds
pedantic.
Sharing.
The movie
sounds
sharing
familiar.
Feature, so that's fine.
Home won't be out, though. Ubisoft told VG247 that you will be downloading user-created Far Cry 2 maps from both Ubisoft servers and other games' consoles. It all depends on the speed. The service is through Xbox.com or PSN Network, but it's on Ubisoft's server, said Far Cry 2 multiplayer producer Richard Gayton. There are two strategies, because if you created a map and then you set up a match with it, people that connect to your game will download it from you. But if you post it on Ubisoft's server, then players will connect to your game, but they won't have your map. The engine will select which has the best connection. Is it from you or the server? And then it will download on the fastest connection.
Sounds pretty intuitive.
Whole lot of technical jargon.
I know. I'm like, it's just, we'll download some maps.
Whole lot of nonsense for a game I don't give two shits about.
Yeah, bite it.
I actually really want to play
it. It looks Far pretty Cry good. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
I liked the first one a lot.
Everybody that powered back up their PS3 this week got firmware 2.5.
Yes.
Did you notice any differences?
No. Yes.
There What'd are you some notice? Differences.
No, there's differences, but I'm asking if they noticed them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I noticed them. They actually had where if you check a friend's trophies, you can compare trophies between yourself and another friend.
You could do that before.
But it seemed more streamlined this time.
Hmm. You notice anything else?
How long your friends have been offline?
I didn't notice. I'm just asking what people notice.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I noticed
there,
that.
There's a
big power button at the end where the user's.
Oh, I kind of figured that out because basically if you start downloading something and then go over to that power button, it'll give you the option to turn off after done. That's what it is.
Yeah, but that's still not as... I wish I could turn it off.
I wish I could set it in the power saver settings.
Well, that and I wish I wish it would actually take one step further. Start download, turn off system.
Yeah, hit the button and put it in like a standby mode. So.
I also noticed that in the PlayStation Store, you can actually do your redeem codes in the store.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was a big update.
Instead of going to the account manager. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. You could skip a screen.
Basically, they added a lot of stuff that 360 already did.
Right.
And streamlined it.
It's catching up with 360.
Yeah. So. And the big thing for me was the controller thing.
Yeah.
How you can set the controller to turn off after like 10 minutes. So if you're watching a movie and you don't have a remote, it'll turn off itself after like 5 minutes. That was the big thing for me.
And for some reason, it gives you the option to turn off the system after so many hours of in use, but you can also turn it off while something's playing. Like if you're watching a video. I'm like, okay, I guess that's good if you fall asleep watching
You fall asleep watching a movie, just shut it off, man. The big bullet points for the update were the Bluetooth headset support, obviously, trophy interface enhancements, friend status, like he said with the how long they were offline, video updates, the scene search feature, PlayStation Store updates, power save settings, background downloading, and in-game screenshots, which have to be supported by the game, so... There you go.
Cool.
There you have it.
The Xbox Live new Xbox experience, obviously, we have discovered takes 128 megs of space.
Yeah.
What will arcade owners do? Well, Microsoft has announced the solution. If you can prove that you have an arcade machine, which you go to a website, put in your serial number, proves you have an arcade machine, you can buy, what was it, 20?
You're either eligible for a 512 memory card.
512 memory card for free.
For free. Or
the hard drive.
20 gig for $20.
$20.
But there's another option, too, for the unit with the 20 gig. I don't know. There was something. I don't remember.
If it's full.
Bang.
I can hear that, dude. Like a
wow,
lot.
Big time.
if you have the 20 gig hard drive, you have to prove that it's full.
How the hell do you do that?
They'll actually, like, when you log on to Xbox Live, it'll check your hard drive, and if you have less than 128 meg space left, I think you get the memory card again to put it on the memory card. I think that's what I read.
I don't remember reading that, though.
Yeah,
I remember... I thought I put it in there, to tell you the truth.
It's,
I don't
well, it says eligible for the 512 memory card or the refurbished hard drive for $19.99. If you own an arcade unit with less than 128, you're eligible for the 20 gig hard drive plus 3 months of Xbox Live for $29.99.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
So, now no excuse for not having a hard drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's
seriously.
$20. It's 20 gigs. That's plenty.
That's
of
a dollar a gig, man.
Yeah.
Rock on.
It's cheaper than a PlayStation 2 memory card.
It really is.
That's true.
Yeah. The MSRB. No, the ESRB. I get that confused, too. I'm like, what? The ESRB has rated Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for the 360 and Xbox Live Arcade and PSN Network.
Dun, 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 dun.
Maybe. I've already got it on Xbox.
Yeah, but you know you'd buy it again.
If it had good achievements, I probably would.
If it has online, I know you would.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo?
That's the truth.
Dude, I'll buy it again if it didn't have achievements or online.
Yeah, no
I
doubt.
Would too.
I already own it.
I don't
Xbox.
Care if I can have it like right it. There to play, you know.
I own it, but I don't have my original Xbox. It's
backwards compatible.
Yeah, it's backwards compatible, but it plays in slow motion.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It plays awful on backwards compatibility.
Yeah, it's terrible.
For those lucky enough to have participated in the Little Big Planet beta and created some levels, you will be able to move them to the final version.
Sweet. Yay.
when it comes out. Far Cry 2 has gone gold, which I hope so, because it comes out this week.
Yeah.
Gears of War 2 has surpassed Gears 1 pre-sales.
Whoa. It's going to be a big one.
If you care, Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway, and Madagascar 2 demos are up on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Yeah.
You can play two crappy games.
Oh,
I like Brothers in
Arms. I know you did.
Not enough to buy it.
CNC Red Alert 3 has gone gold. South Peak Interactive has gobbled up Gamecock.
Gobbled up.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, nice. So is Gamecock gonna run up and interrupt somebody else's acceptance speech now that they're owned by South Peak?
I don't know.
You're gonna be playing the next two Worlds games, and all of a sudden, guys from Gamecock just pop up on screen and start talking.
It's funny because I guess I never realized that Gamecock wasn't owned by South Peak, because in the PR world, they're both handled by the same people,
right.
So I just assumed they were the same people. So, here's a list of the first few Wii Music tracks. My Grandfather's Clock. I said clock.
That could be a very interesting typo.
Ein Klein Nox Music.
Ein Klein Nox Music.
Well, go on, German, man. I don't speak it. Ode to Joy. Super Mario Brothers theme. Who didn't see that coming? The Legend of Zelda and Animal Crossing. It's a Wild World. Ooh, baby, it's a wild world. Here we go. Japanese investment research firm Morningstar has published a paper from TGS quoting Konami rep saying the firm is looking into moving MGS4 to the 360.
Give me a fucking break.
I said I was going to skip this. I'm done with this. I'm not talking about this anymore. If you want to play it, it's on the PS3. Go buy it. MK versus DC's official date is now November 16th and November 21st in Europe. 16th
Sweet.
Is for the U.S.
Can't wait.
Champions Online closed beta will begin in mid-November.
You better believe I'm going to sign up for it, too.
Mirror's Edge is planned as a trilogy, just like every other game that gets a little hype.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. That was funny.
That's the truth, though.
And 90% of these trilogies will never become a trilogy.
Advent Rising.
Shenmue.
That was planned as
a 40-ology. Yeah.
And you got two.
Shut up.
Fable 2 official website's up. In-War public demo is now available, but it's exclusive to the 360, so if you want to go talk to yourself. EA boss John Riccitiello says, it's a perverse notion, beyond perverse, bizarre, upside down, illogical, stupid to state that we've killed a project that wasn't going to yield what we thought wasn't a high enough quality product as indicative to problems.
What?
What are we talking about?
That when they canceled whatever that game was they canceled last week.
Red Alert? Or Tiberium?
People. Yeah, whatever it was.
Okay. So basically he's just quoting about how, you know.
Basically he's saying, I know you guys don't think EA would ever cancel something because it wasn't good, but we did, so eat it.
There you go.
He's also, I think, I don't know if I put it in there. I might have cut it off early. There's more firings on the way. Really?
Yeah.
I bet all their employees are excited to read that press release. By the way, some of you will not have jobs very soon.
2K will release a patch to fix the pixelation and white bars on the PS3 version of BioShock.
Should have never happened in the first place.
Nope.
Moving on.
Microsoft has been hit with a class action lawsuit regarding the Red Ring of Death again.
Again.
And Sacramento County Supreme Court alleges that Microsoft concealed the extent of Red Ring of Death in order to compete with the Wii and the PS3.
Did a goddamn good job of concealing it,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
And contends that the company knew that as many as 50% of the launch consoles were susceptible to the overheating problems, as well as seeking damages. The suit could force Microsoft to institute a refund program in the state of California.
I'm surprised it's that low.
50%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'd guess more like 75 or 80.
Well, 50%.
Of the launch consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50% would, I think, you know, time is a factor. You know, 50% of them broke within probably a month. The other 50% took a couple years.
Indeed. EVE Online has received its ninth major expansion, Quantum Rise, which is free. Little Big Planet Street Date was broken. No shocker there, but what is shocking is that everybody that owns it now owns a collector's edition of the game.
That may or may not be playable the minute they
log on.
Yeah. Which would make me laugh out loud.
Sony puts a block on all versions.
Oh, that would be awesome, and somebody gets mad and there's probably another lawsuit on its way.
Yeah.
Activision has trademarked Guitar Hero Modern Hits. Here's something we haven't heard in a long time. This name, Toshinden.
Holy
wow.
crap.
Toshinden is being revived on the Wii.
So in other words, it'll look like it did on the PS1.
Oh,
and nobody will know the difference.
Yeah.
God bless America.
And no one that plays the Wii will know what Toshinden is.
No. Nope.
Exactly.
Nobody that plays video games anymore really knows what Toshinden was.
Hey, that's not true.
Kotaku is reporting a story that the next Xbox console will be forward compatible. How about that?
God, I hope so.
Which will provide graphical and performance updates to 360 titles. This includes draw distance, improved frame rate, or perhaps even new DLC. This would be the equivalent of upgrading your PC video card.
And perhaps you'll be able to play your games without your console eating shit.
Indeed. EA head John Riccitiello also said that EA's attempts to buy Take-Two weren't driven by greed, but by charity.
Oh.
Wow.
Give me a break.
He said that the buyout talks were intended to, quote, to help that company get through what has been an uneven profit experience.
Under my regime, I promise the profits will rise, ladies and gentlemen. And I will give jobs to all the EA unemployed people by opening up Barack Games. That's right. B-R-O-C. It's in the game. Now back to this program.
Wow. Wow.
Peter Molyneux is out again making some speaking, saying that, quote, everyone at Microsoft who's seen it is super excited about it. I mean, there's just this huge anticipation for us to finally show it because it's so unbelievably ambitious.
Just like every game you've ever released.
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd has slipped up and said that Ghostbusters has been picked up by Atari.
Now, you can't really blame Dan Aykroyd. He's fat.
And it's still a year
away.
Hey,
man. Dan Aykroyd's cool.
No, I like Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd's the bomb.
But he's still fat.
More MGS news. We're going to talk about that. BioWare announced that Dragon Age Origins will be released on consoles after it ships for PC in early 2009. You did have Portal in there. There it is. Yeah. Rockstar announced that Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is coming to Xbox Originals.
Nice.
And it should be up this week.
That may be the first Xbox Original I actually buy.
Don't you already own it?
No.
Oh.
Not anymore.
One of our N4G members, The Who, discovered that the PS3 version of BioShock has a teaser trailer of BioShock 2 in the game.
Dun, dun,
it's really a teaser, too. I mean, it really doesn't explain anything at all.
I'm sure it wouldn't. A Pro Evolution Soccer 2009 360 bundle has been announced for Europe, which makes perfect sense.
Along with seven others I didn't list. I'm serious. They're getting seven other bundles.
Jesus. And more Killer Instinct propaganda. Rare has posted some Killer Instinct Pinata Vision cards on its website for Viva Pinata. They included, what, Bee Orchid, Fulgore, and something else I couldn't remember. But they're very funny looking, and it's just more slaps in the face that we don't have Killer Instinct yet.
Yeah.
Lucasfilm has filed new trademarks for Maniac Mansion.
Holy
Toledo. A Maniac Mansion movie, huh? That's only 20 years too late.
Yeah. According to Kotaku, the Far Cry 2 space in PlayStation Home, allowing players to explore the African landscape of the game, including a burned-out bus station and the offices of Ruben... I ain't even going to try it. There's even a playable version of the game, Mancala, that uses bullet casings as playing pieces. These spaces sound like they're kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually... That's the only thing I'm really looking forward to home.
Three new characters have been announced for Castlevania Judgment. They are Eric Lacard, Shanoa, and, of course, Death.
Well, I'm glad Death makes an appearance.
He's a cameo.
Because they're killing the franchise with a fighting game based off of the Castlevania franchise.
Yeah. Can you say fail?
Epic fail.
Midway announced that they will only focus on licenses that make money.
Money.
Quote,
money.
The resolution of these licensing agreements on good terms for the company is a very positive step as we continue to review Midway's involvement with the underperforming projects and focus on our core properties. That was by Matt Booty.
Booty.
Interim CEO and president. Quote, our fall lineup and strong pipeline of games that tie into the market-leading licenses like DC Comics and TNA Wrestling underscore our strategy.
TNA Wrestling is a market-leading license? Not so much.
Yeah. Consumer and entertainment properties that can drive a solid gaming experience. No PS3 games support screen grabbing, which was announced in the firmware update. But in order for this feature to be in the game, the developer must implement them. As we announced, and Namco continued to deny, but we knew it was true, Darth Vader is coming to the 360, and Yoda is coming to the PS3 this week.
Big shock.
Really?
DLC.
How much?
Week.
How much?
I think, did you have the price? I don't remember if we had the price.
Probably 200 points.
I'd pay 200 points for that, but 400, I might go 400. If it goes 800, I'm a little out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all out.
If it's more 200, I'm not, because, I mean,
DLC for Rock Band this week. Nirvana.
Yeah.
We have Breed, Lounge Act on a plane, Polly, Something in the Way, which I don't get that one at all. Stay Away and Territorial Pissing. So basically it's Nevermind.
Yeah,
the bulk of Nevermind is there. It's $10.99 or 880 space bucks. Individual tracks are, again, $1.99, 160 space bucks. Your Wonderwall has come true as Oasis is bringing their new album, Dig Out Your Soul, to Guitar Hero World Tour. And it's better than Abbey Road. 2K has confirmed that Bioshock DLC for the PS3 will be available on November 20th. Little Big Planet has been recalled due to two expressions from the Quran being in the game. The game will reship in North America on the week of the 27th.
Thankfully, the street date is applied, so the minute we get it, we're allowed to sell it.
I have to look at the glasses half full and say that Little Big Planet getting delayed gives me a chance to play some of the other games that I have. I have to look at it half full, because otherwise I'm going to get really pissed off.
Half empty, it comes out the same week as Fallout.
God damn it, Brian. You ruined my buzz.
I like buzz. It's a good game.
Two games that are extremely deep in the creativity sense. You're like, all right. Which system do I leave on the longest?
All right. According to VG247, the guy behind the complaint made against Little Big Planet has apologized, saying, quote, I'm sorry for partially causing a one-week delay of Little Big Planet. I'm sorry Sony has to go through all the trouble of pulling the game from the stores and replacing them with patch versions. I definitely know what it feels like to have a game delayed. The possibility that Sony would delay the game didn't even cross my mind. I thought that they would do nothing about it for weeks and then quietly release a patch much later. I'm sorry. Media Molecule actually retorted and said, we learned yesterday that there's a lyric in one of the licensed tracks which some people may find offensive and which slipped through the usual screening processes. Obviously, Media Molecule and Sony together took this very seriously. Little Big Planet should be enjoyable by all, so within 12 hours of hearing about the issue involving a lyric, we prepared an automatic Day Zero patch and had a new disc image ready. However, the decision was made within Sony that the right thing to do for quality and support of people with no online was to replace the existing discs. They assure us they are doing everything in their power to get things straightened out as fast as possible.
Must separate the church and state.
Capcom has given its own store.
Video games
been given its own store on the PSN. So, a Capcom exclusive store on the PSN.
That's pretty cool.
The No More Heroes sequel, which includes more pooping and jerking off.
Which will sell exactly 2.6 copies.
Desperate Struggle will not release until January 2010 in North America and March 2010 overseas. According to Kotaku, Ubisoft is looking to turn their five Tom Clancy games, Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six, Splinter Cell, In-War, and Hawks, into a mega game.
Mega game!
Mega game!
Mega game!
For example, in the next Ghost Recon and the next In-War, they're hoping the missions will be interwoven. A mission in Ghost Recon 3 being given context in the larger conflict by a mission in In-War 2. And that's just the start. Tech and public interest allowing the In-War universe would act as the overarching Clancy universe within which the storylines of each new Rainbow Six, Splinter Cell, and Hawks missions would be played out, ultimately leading to the direct linking of each game's campaigns.
Man, and this won't see the complete light of day until about 2013.
Indeed. NPD numbers.
Very ambitious.
NPD numbers. We are skipping over systems. Software side, Star Wars Force Unleashed, number one, 610,000 on Xbox 360.
610,000.
Xbox 360 version. Wii Fit sold another 518,000. Rock Band 2 off to a strong start at 363,000 for the 360. Mario Kart continues to sell, 353,000. Force Unleashed for the PS3 sold 325,000. Mercenaries 2 for the 360 at 297,000.
I'm glad to see Mercenaries 2 still selling strong.
I'm glad to see Wii Play is now in the under the top 5 at 243,000.
I'll be glad when Wii Play is off the list.
Madden NFL 09 is for the 360 at 224. Star Wars Force Unleashed for the Wii, which gives it 3 places on the list at 223. And Madden 09 for the PS2 at 158.
PS double.
Thousand. Thousand.
What the heck was that?
That was magical. That was magical.
It sounded like you were heavy breathing into the microphone.
Did it turn you on?
What is that buzz?
I don't know.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's
I'm like, what the hell is going on? Are you stepping on like the thing? Buzz, it's me. Gone now.
What's the buzz?
That was a cool little buzz, though. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. All right, we got question time.
Questions.
Question time. First question.
Question time.
Comes from Megadranix.
Megadranix!
Done with Megatron, okay? Hi, guys. Another batch of hopefully simple questions for you. This first one, Epic said that they won't be releasing a PC version of Gears of War 2. I own the first Gears on PC and fear that I won't be able to play the next one if this really pushes through. I don't own a 360. They claim that this is because of the rampant piracy on the PC. Do you think this trend will continue to go on until most, if not all, games are finally released on consoles only?
Yes.
But I don't believe that Epic won't release it on PC.
Gears of War 2 is coming to PC in September 2009. Or 2000.
Look at you.
September 2009.
Even given a date.
If it sells enough, I don't think it will.
I do.
I think it will.
I don't think it will.
I think it will.
I think PC games are coming to an end.
Dude, they've already got the code written on PC.
Because you work there? We can only hope
you
that...
Do you realize how similar PC and the 360 are?
Similar. Whatever. You know, whatever.
There's no reason to get mad at me. I'm just saying that they're probably going to put it on PC because they, even if it doesn't sell all that much.
They said they wouldn't. That's fine.
Okay.
Metal Gear was never coming to Xbox 360, but.
And it's still not.
It's not on. It's not coming. We're not going to talk about Metal Gear Solid. Number two, what do you guys think about the DRM that Spore has? Should I be concerned about buying PC titles from EA since I'm pretty much still a PC gamer at heart? Red Alert 3 is coming out soon, and I fear this issue with the DRM will affect my decision to buy it. Does anybody even know what the Spore DRM is?
No.
I heard something about it on one of the podcasts I listened to. Basically, it goes something like this. You can only install the game on 3 PCs.
He was about to break out in the song.
Right.
So... if you got like a bunch of PCs and or it, you know, if you replace your computer on a regular basis, you might quickly run out of chance to basically play the game.
Is it based on your operating system or your hardware?
I'm not entirely for sure. I just heard that it's basically like three installs.
So it's like a DivX for PCs now.
It's almost like a DivX.
Well, good.
Unfortunately, that problem will keep happening until people stop being selfish and stop pirating games.
Yeah, pirates have... This is the pirates' fault.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who blames EA for these horribly restrictive DRMs, the only people you can blame are the people who download games for free.
All right, question number three. He currently has old DS Fat, and he's still satisfied with it. Do you think it's worth getting the new DSi?
It just
not that it's region locked.
Yeah, it sucks.
Not if you're still happy with the fat one.
Yeah.
It plays the same games. It doesn't play any new games.
Not unless there's a game that comes out.
And actually, it plays even less games.
Supports one of the features that you're wanting out of the new DSi.
Right.
Jackass.
it actually plays even less games than the fat, right? Because it doesn't play Game Boy Advance anymore.
Yeah, they took out the GBA slot, I think. Which means you couldn't play Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's got an SD slot.
Oh, good.
And through SD slot, you can theoretically download
nothing
games into the new DSi.
Yeah, you could theoretically.
So I would say it depends on who you are. If you're a tech junkie who has to have the newest, you know, sleekest, you know, technology, sure, DSi would probably be pretty cool. But you know, I would say the DS Fat is awesome. I got the current DS, and I'm still going to keep it because I got a few import games, so I'm still going to keep it. But I mean, I might get DSi, but I don't know
why.
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't understand
why. For the store?
Yeah, because the store, the SD slot. And
Nintendo owns your soul.
Mm-hmm. I probably won't pick it up when it first comes out. It'll probably be down the road.
The holidays are near.
Da, 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 da.
Everyone knows that the PS3 is going to have some great titles coming out, but with my very limited budget, what games would you guys recommend I should get first? I can probably get one game a month.
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet and November, I'd go with Resistance.
Resistance 2.
Yeah. I'd actually say, even though it's not an exclusive, I would say Fallout would be your next game.
Yeah,
even though it comes out the same day as Little Big Planet, just wait and use your next month's game on Fallout because I think it's going to be awesome.
He's a PC gamer,
and
though.
Then wait and, oh, yeah, that's right.
Get
that's
Fallout
right.
On
yeah,
the
get
PC.
Fallout on PC. So Resistance then.
Could you recommend a good fighting stick for PS3? Hori, enough said.
Yeah. Go to play-asia.com, and you can order some Hori sticks.
And he's curious if they're compatible with games. The Hori stick will work with any game. You could play Tomb Raider with it if you wanted to, so
yeah.
It'll work with Soul Calibur and Tech. It'll work with everything, Street Fighter 4, everything.
Yeah.
What next Star Wars game would you like to see?
Jedi Academy 2.
Okay. I'm like, see, that confuses me because it's like Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Academy. I'm like,
right.
What? What?
I want Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Academy 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, my God. How do you even say that game? Like, I like to pick up Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Academy 2. What?
Yeah, that's why you just call it Jedi Academy 2.
I think a new KOTOR game that's developed by BioWare.
And it's not an MMO?
That's not an MMO would be a good choice.
Yeah.
How about nothing for a while? How about just stop milking the license for all it's worth, and that's why KOTOR did so well, because there wasn't a whole lot when
right.
It came out.
Yeah, well,
that
I
was
mean,
Star Wars based. So chill out on the fucking Star Wars. That's what I want.
Yeah, I think
look
yeah.
At Clone Wars the movie.
Well,
they should chill out for a few years,
yeah.
And then after that, if they're stricken with inspiration, then they could start planning the next big project.
Just making shit just to make shit.
I like Force Unleashed. I want a sequel.
Yeah, Force Unleashed Part. Yeah.
Well, but at least it's a new storyline.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
What did you expect to see at TGS this year, and were those expectations met?
I expected to see some new games, and yeah.
I didn't see any. I mean, it was all RPGs, so I didn't.
Right.
You know,
I expected to see lots of Japanese people around, and I did. So
in costumes.
My expectations were basically exactly what I was expecting.
I expected to see Alan Wake.
No.
Nice.
You really did?
They said they were doing it. They lied again.
Yeah, did you expect to see Shenmue 3 too?
They lied
Alan
again.
Wake's never coming out.
Never.
He wants to know how you connect all the headsets to the PC. Doesn't the PC have at least one or two mic ports? Are you using a mic port hub or something? Actually, we use splitters.
We use a whole shit ton of splitters.
Looks like the Predator down there.
It does.
Here's a giant
it's like
foot.
Battlefield Earth down there.
With a carrot on it. This comes from Don't Panic.
Don't Panic!
Don't Panic.
Hello, crew. Love the show as always. My question this time is multiple choice. All good.
Nice. I'm a big fan of multiple choice.
In a high-stakes game of Kit, which of the following outcomes do you think would be most likely to happen? Choice
I'd
one.
I'd say the most likely outcome is that none of us know what the fuck Kit is.
Here we go.
Exactly.
There are four choices, and they're all user-specific. In a fine display of nerdiness, ZT owns everybody and rubs it in their faces. I would never do such a thing.
Liar.
Liar.
I would never do that. Ever.
You know... Here's what ZT would do.
Oh, don't defend him.
He would win. He would win against us. But then he'll say, "Oh, I'm terrible at this game. I suck," and it just makes us feel worse.
All right, option two.
Option two: Killer Wolverine forcefully removes the laser and blinds someone. That sounds about right. If this is a laser game, you blind somebody. Gambus Khan plays, loses, is a good sport, then goes on a 20-minute rant 6 years later.
Or I like that answer. That could be true right there, yeah.
All
right,
or number four, the Wombat says, quote, fuck this, I'm going to play Too Human.
It's a possibility. That is a possibility.
Or Two Worlds.
Or Two
Worlds. Yeah, or Two Worlds.
Something that begins with two.
Something mediocre, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You should be playing Fraction, then.
Beast Rider.
That's even too mediocre. I am going to play Beast Rider, though.
Cool.
All right. Carnage1290 says, hey, guys, thanks to X-Play's beta code giveaway, he got to play a little Big Planet.
Woo-hoo.
And he's in love. He's an MGS fanboy. He was sure that MGS would take the game of the year, but he never had so much fun playing a game co-op with his friends and creating levels. When the full game comes out, the content to create with a bunch of new pre-created levels, I might just have to change my opinion of the game of the year. So my question is, what do you guys plan on trying to make in Little Big Planet if you're giving it any thought? Hmm. Also, are there any levels from other games that aren't generic Super Mario Bros. 1-1 that you would like to see created?
Hmm. Does anybody have any ideas of a stage that they want to create?
A BioShock stage would be pretty funny.
I haven't even given a whole lot of thought to what I would create. I don't.
Thing is, I've actually been thinking about a stage that I would like to create down the road in Little Big Planet. I would like to create a Castlevania stage, but not just any stage, but a certain type of stage. That's an all Castlevanias. Can you guess what it is?
No.
Castle?
Well, yeah. Dracula's castle?
It does have to do with the castle, but...
The upside down castle?
No. What type of stage is in, like, every single Castlevania game?
Underwater.
Nope, but that's a good one.
Just say it.
Clock tower stage with a bunch of gears and things moving. What's that? Gears of War! Yeah.
Actually, if I was going to create a stage, I would create, like, the M.C. Escher painting of stairs.
Crazy stairs?
Crazy stairs.
Did I hit
crazy stairs? Like, because there was a multiplayer level, and I don't know if this will age me, in Sin, multiplayer level where it was all, like, stairs on the ceiling and on the side walls and all that stuff, and that was the most crazy deathmatch level ever.
I thought you was going to say, Echochrome. You're going to create an Echochrome stage in Little Big Planet.
Well, that would kind of defeat the purpose because I can't twist the camera and make a platform work.
Yeah, but I wonder if you could make a game that looks like that.
In Little Big Planet?
Yeah.
Those lines? I doubt it. You probably got to use bump map stickers.
Yeah. But yeah, Castlevania, man. Castlevania Clock Tower stage.
Actually, I'm just going to create a stage that has a background of that picture of you laying in the grass giving the peace sign. And people are going to be able to, and I'm going to draw a platform over you so they can climb on your head.
I'm going to do a background a la Flintstones. So when you start one place, you're walking, and it's always the same background repeatedly until you get to their final destination.
Nobody will notice that, though, because we're so used to that.
All right.
Of course, anything else I want to create has to be exploited, deleted, so.
Expletive, deleted.
Cryus. Says, most of the American gamers complain that everything's so expensive when it comes to video games, so they, quote, rant. I personally, quote, pirate all the games that I want to play. PC or 360 doesn't matter. This way I get them weeks or at least days before it officially releases, and I get them free. But sadly, I live in Lithuania, so there's no place to rent console games, and one console game costs 280 LT. Imagine if you would have to pay $280 for one game. How's that for a bargain? Also, a very similar situation is with many other European countries, not to mention the Russia. Why don't all of you just rent games instead of choosing what to buy?
I haven't bought a game in 5 years.
Shut up. Just shut up.
You haven't either.
I have two. I pay cash for games.
Yeah, but that's like when you're like hard up for... something that's mediocre, like Fracture. It's like, yeah, I really want to play this.
Isn't that... That hurts the industry.
I know it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... And that's why games typically go up.
It's because of piracy, and that's why the PC market is dying, because of piracy. And
right.
I am anti-piracy.
Not to mention it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
And it sucks that it's so high over there, but...
It just hurts the industry. Not that it's hurting them, but
yeah, I mean, if they really have to pay like the U.S. equivalent to $200 for a game, that's pretty bad. I'm not advocating piracy because I'd
get a new
piracy,
fucking hobby.
But man,
I'd get a passport and move out of Lithuania.
Yeah. I start saving up my LTs to move to another place.
I mean, if you're a gamer, I mean, if that's your hobby, I mean, why stay somewhere where you can't afford your hobby?
I didn't know you could buy things with Chargers running backs.
You might
want
to just come over here to the US of A and
sweet.
Just pay $60.
We'll welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, or pay $60 for a game.
That's why it's just one flat rate of $15 a month.
I bet it's more than that out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, then they have to pay live here.
Well, we're very anti-piracy on this podcast.
Yeah.
And even though you probably have a more valid reason for piracy than most, we still don't support piracy.
In America, we just don't want to get a job.
Yeah, just come over here to
we
the U.S. U.S. of A. And give up the piracy.
No, don't.
And
tell them to come here. This place sucks.
It doesn't suck.
Move
man.
To Canada.
I will.
You expletive deleted.
You're gonna be sorely disappointed in Canada.
Yeah, I know.
It's my hat.
No offense to Canadian listeners.
All right. His next question is, what hour are you guys making the podcast? Is it morning or evening? It's more like the little afternoon.
Yeah. Right around there.
It's 9 in the afternoon.
The bottom of the afternoon.
This next question is awesome. How long do you sleep on the weekends? As much as I possibly can.
Yes.
I sleep until I wake up, except on Sunday.
I usually average, of course, weekends aren't the same for me because I don't always get just weekends off. But the days I work, I average about 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night, and I probably get 7 or 8 on the days I'm off. So.
that's kind
of, is that you?
That's kind of how I am,
you need
too.
More sleep.
Yeah. I actually work on the weekends, so my actual days off are in the middle of the week. So I actually get more sleep in the middle of the week than I do on the weekends.
What is the largest amount of money you have ever lost?
Lost?
Like in a bet or like
I don't,
lost?
I just don't think it matters.
Well, if you count going to college for a couple years.
Yeah. Amen. But
if you count that, yeah, I would say
like
that
for poof,
me.
I can't believe I just lost this much money. Probably when I went to Florida that one year for the gaming conference and didn't have a cell phone at the time, so I made calls to Tracy on the hotel phone.
Oh.
It was like $350 for phone calls.
Wow.
In just one day.
Holy Toledo.
We didn't really talk all that long.
Lost would be like $20 in a card game here or there.
I lost $20 out of my pocket one day when I was at the mall. I reached in my pocket and pulled out something and dropped a 20. But that's about the extent of what I
you?
Lost.
About $400.
Doing what?
I don't rather not say, rather.
My mom?
It's really
she
not
charges
a...
that much.
It's really not something I'm not proud about, so we're
going to
move on.
I do plan on going back to school, but I plan on being a little bit more smart about it this time.
Use your credit card. That's smart.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? If he has
whatever.
That much money in his bank account, I'm going to fucking rob him.
Watch out on your way to your car. If you could play only one game with your dying friend before dying, what would it be?
Ball or NBA Street.
I think it depends on which friend.
Which friend? What do you
know,
mean?
It would be
the game of comforting.
Wait, are we dying or
comforting
is the friend
them before
dying?
Death?
It's with your dying friend before dying. So if your friend is dying, I'd say, hey, dying friend, what game would you like to play? I wouldn't choose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play a game with him.
I'd be like, we are going to play Two Worlds.
That's like Ken. If Ken was dying, I was like, come over, we're going to play some games. You're like, what are we going to play, man? I'm going to play the show. It's like, no, just kill me now.
I just died on the phone.
Jumper.
Thing is, knowing my luck, if Wombat was on his dying bed and he wanted me to play Two Worlds with him, he'll probably be revived and I'd be the one that ends up dead.
There you go.
All right. Do you believe that in 2012, when the Mayan calendar will end, Nibiru will crash into the earth? Yes or no, and why?
Yes, no. Because that just sounds awesome.
2010.
That does sound kind of awesome.
I mean, 2012.
2012. No. Although that's like four years away. I mean,
it kind of sucks. It won't happen, but it just sounds kind of cool.
I think in 2012, you know what's going to happen?
Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD is coming out.
Yes. Yes.
Alongside Duke Nukem
and because
forever.
It comes out, it'll be the end of the world.
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD crashed into the earth because the Mayan calendar ended.
Broke the world.
Yes.
It broke the world.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for answering, and have a very good day.
You too.
Yeah. You too.
I'll almost be 40.
Take it easy.
I have no idea.
By the way, I should mention, because I'm really self-conscious about it now, I didn't mean my "you'll find Canada very disappointing" crack at Canada, because I actually really like Canada. I just meant that as in every place has
problems,
faults, and problems, and everybody that lives everywhere wishes they could live somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck!
And video games in Canada cost like $80.
Well, tell the vacuum it sucks. That would be ironic.
So, I mean, it's a little bit cheaper than what you're paying. Well, quite a bit cheaper, but U.S. of A. has pretty
good. How do you run into a 4-foot vacuum?
Pinky toe! Oh!
It's a big-ass vacuum.
Fuck!
TNT M&M.
Those are very dangerous to eat.
Semi-article, I think, about I had this idea for a while. Me and my friend get into these conversations over MSN all the time. I want to post this. My cue is, can you simply answer or discuss what we talked about? I think this is a good topic. You can skip it if it's too long, but at least tell us what you think about the topic.
So basically, he wants us to talk about a conversation.
What they talked about.
Okay.
Which I believe their big thing was, like this sentence here, at the end of every game, turns out all I need is something simple, guns and targets.
Some people like simple games. Some people like
innovative games.
Like things that require you to do things like Metal Gear Solid, you stealth and Splinter Cell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, this is going to be split across the board because I'm the simple man, like Lynyrd Skynyrd said.
Kind of man.
Seriously, if it's fun, I don't care about anything else. I don't care about the story. I don't care about the graphics. I don't care about anything. If it's simple, I don't care. But that's me.
Yeah.
My favorite games of all time is about as simple as they come. Crazy Taxi.
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey,
crazy Taxi!
Crazy Taxi!
Which is probably one of the reasons why I enjoy so many games that people just criticize the hell out of. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
I like Two Worlds.
Indeed you do.
It and seems like human. Most... And, oh, sorry.
No. The other mediocre games that
I like
just
Kane
have
and Lynch.
Fun gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like Kane and Lynch.
Well, but you like Two Worlds, so
I did like Two Worlds. I still like Two Worlds. Forsooth.
Dude.
Dude.
It's like most of the big time reviewers anymore. They only say a game is good if it's innovative. It's gonna be innovative.
Well,
I like innovation in my games, but it's not a requirement.
If it does something new, that's cool. Like, I think Little Big Planet is like one of the coolest ideas anybody's ever had.
Yeah.
But I can have just as much fun with a Star Wars that does everything that's been done a million times before. I'm all about the fun, and I always have been about the fun, which is just why I like some games that just people just beat the hell out of. I don't get it.
Yeah. To each their own.
Indeed.
Innovation to me is like the cherry on top of the sundae.
And
the,
as far as
the
like,
sundae of fun,
I saw something about talking about short games and stuff. Short games is all in your time allotment to play these games.
Right.
I mean, Dead Space is only 15 to 20 hours long.
That ain't
short. It's going to take me a month to beat it. It may take somebody 2 sit-downs to beat it.
Well, yeah.
But,
it might take someone 1 sit-down to beat it.
And sometimes games can be too long.
A game, like, as much as I probably shouldn't buy it because I already know this going in, but Fallout.
You're never going to finish
You're
Fallout.
Never
it's probably a couple
game.
Hundred hours long if I wanted to do everything in a game. I'll be lucky to...
I heard that it's actually considerably shorter than Oblivion.
Thank God.
By about half.
I thought you were having a heart attack.
No, I'm not having a heart attack right now. Next up, M. Jones 1994 has some cues. Hmm? Number one, what's your favorite type of meat? Okay, now, I know there's a lot of jokes going through everybody's head. Save those.
You can't beat it.
And I said save them. And just go with what he's logically thinking. He's like 14, okay? All come on.
I'm
food,
making
meat.
A joke.
What's your
I'm
favorite
serious.
Kind of meat?
Yeah. I'm serious. You just can't beat meat.
I'll give you a hint.
That's your favorite chicken?
Cock.
You had to go there. Yes. Chicken.
So basically, you're saying that in your opinion, you just can't beat a big, fat, juicy cock.
So much for saving it.
So much for being clean.
So you like chicken. Okay. What do you like?
I like fish, probably.
Fish or
beef. I like beef and fish both.
Vagina.
Way to not be subtle at all.
That's seafood.
Man.
I don't even understand what's going on over here. Seafood. Chicken, fish, and seafood.
Yeah, seafood or crab.
Is seafood meat?
Is it really meat?
Yes. It's meat.
It's meat and
not according to some vegans out there, but no, seafood is meat.
All right, in my best Matthew McConaughey, beef. It's what's for dinner.
That's bad Matthew McConaughey. That sounded more like George Bush.
Beef. That's what's in the terrorist.
Terrorist. Evil. I like beef. It's hard for me to decide.
Oh, come on. I know the answer.
Well, I love chicken, but I love any kind of beef product.
He likes big, thick
slab of meat.
Next question. When do you think we will see the full power potential of Taycell?
Of the cell.
We have only seen a peep into it with games like Wipeout in HD and Metal Gear Solid 4. When will we see the full power of the potential? Hmm.
You know what pisses me off?
You know when we'll see the full potential? When the potential.
When the PS4 comes out.
When the PS4.
Much like God of War.
You know, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you.
I actually do, too, when the PS4 comes out. Like when God of War came out for the PS2 and the PS3 was out.
Yeah. With as much theoretical power as the cell has, I don't know that we'll ever see the full potential of it.
Well, I think what pisses me off is like how people like will judge visuals, though, too.
Right.
It's like you look at all the Little Big Planet reviews; they're giving it like, you know, 8.5s and 9s for graphics. I'm like, how in the hell?
Right.
It looks like a fucking Pixar game.
Right.
How can you say this doesn't deserve a 10?
Right.
It's gorgeous.
The thing is, if you really, really get right down theoretical about it, we've not seen the full potential of the original Nintendo. The original NES system.
True.
Because if you really think about it, as time goes on, and if people who are used to programming in a certain system, they become more used to that particular programming, they will continuously get better. So if you really think about it, if people went back to programming older systems now, we would actually see even more advanced type of technologies and games coming out of those older systems. So theoretically, we'll never see the full potential of any system because they're always so eager to move on to the next big thing.
I never saw the full potential of my Dreamcast.
Damn right.
Exactly.
Sony, if they stick with their 10-year plan, maybe.
Yeah, that's the big thing about Sony is like we did see the full power of the PS2.
If the 10-year plan comes around, we'll probably see pretty much the full potential.
Which they're 2 for $3. So.
Yeah.
When was the last time you played your Nintendo Wii for more than 30 minutes?
2 months ago.
It's been a few months.
Oh,
Mario Kart.
Yeah,
probably 4 months
anymore.
Thank you.
The last time I played it was when Mario Kart came out.
Yeah, Mario Kart.
What's your favorite online game on a console?
Oh man.
Oh.
That's tough.
Wow.
That is tough.
I know, I don't
I used to like Guilty Gear a lot.
I don't know. I kind of like
Halo 2 was...
Halo 2 was the
friggin' bomb when it came out.
I've never actually played that much online.
Yeah, it's not your type of game.
Dude.
Unreal.
I know. I know without the shadow of a doubt.
Bring it.
My fondest console online memory.
Bring it.
Or memories. Phantasy Star Online for Sega Dreamcast.
There you go. That's a good one.
And I'm still waiting for the follow-up.
That is a good
one.
And
no, Phantasy Star Universe is not it.
No.
I don't know. SOCOM or Halo 2. One of those
I really
two.
Enjoyed Quake and Unreal. So
Quake was awesome.
I also, even though it had some connection issues because it was the shitty PS2 online, I really like Champions of Norrath online.
Champions of Norrath was awesome, too.
I'm sticking with my Gears. I love it online.
Giggity Gears!
When was the last time you got drunk?
I'm drunk right now.
Oh, man.
Like 2 weeks ago for me.
Once, and it was 3 years ago. Never again.
Time to leave your house last night?
10 o'clock.
Never.
10 hours ago?
Probably about 7 years ago.
Caterpillar. You remember that, don't you?
Caterpillar, yeah.
He's a caterpillar.
I'm sorry for you. You're suffering.
Oh, here's a good one. This should be fun. Who do you think is the biggest fanboy on the podcast crew?
Con.
And what kind of a fanboy would I be, Mr.
I'm
Wolverine?
Kidding. I was just going off the two.
I think Killer Wolverine used to be the biggest fanboy on the podcast.
Until I got my PS3.
Back when he was on his Sony-hating crusade.
Killer Wolverine only plays angry games.
He's an angry fanboy.
I don't think anyone here is a fanboy.
Well, I'm an MGS fanboy.
I think we all go through stages of being a fanboy, like phases.
I'm a two-human fanboy.
I don't even have to say it, do I?
Vagina!
I was going to say Shinmu. Or Half-Life. I know you're a Gears
fanboy.
This has
been an especially not safe for work episode of this podcast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Next question, Mr. KW.
What's up?
Am I your favorite podcast listener?
Oh, I like everyone who listens, but yeah, I'd say you're number one on my list. You're a good guy. You're nice.
He's going to give you a virtual hug.
Well, I have good conversations. We have good conversations when
that's
I'm on PS3.
We are secret lover.
What is the best $10 you spent on a game this year?
Wipeout HD.
That was 20.
Oh, it was. Well, part of that $10 goes towards
Mega Man 9.
Yeah, Mega Man 9.
Mega Man 9.
Braid was more than that.
Yeah, it was 15.
Well, then I would 15, have to say Mega Man 9.
And so was Castle Grey.
I guess I would consider Braid in that list if you wanted to put it on there, but all still right. Mega Man.
Well, if I had to, Braid can be put on the list, I would have to say Braid.
Or Geometry Wars. Ooh, or Geometry Wars.
Mega Man
9.
But if it's 15, I would say Mega Man and then Castle Crashers.
Why doesn't the podcast share games on PSN? It works up to 5 systems. Me and my friends buy a game a week, and then we share it. Very simple.
You know, I don't know.
That's a good question.
You know, if we do that, then, you know, you'll buy it 1 week, and then he'll buy it 1 week, and we can just share, you know.
We all bought Wipeout.
Yeah,
I could have just freaking shared it. Well, I'll share it with you. I don't care.
That's a good question.
I don't know why we don't do that. Who's got some PSN games they want to share?
I've only got Wipeout.
I'm getting ready to buy Echo Chrome and Last Man. So
I'll take both of those. I'll give you Supersonic Cars and Wipeout.
While we're trading PSN.
Oh, I'll just take Wipeout.
Supersonic is fun. Yeah.
You know
it
what?
Really
I want that one. Give
that's
that one.
Fun. I'll share that with you.
Sweet.
Well, but thank you, Jones. I honestly was unaware of that.
Well, he kept asking that in the forums. And no one really answered him.
So. There you go. We don't have time for another question.
We're at the sweet spot.
Yep,
the sweet spot.
How sweet it is to be.
How sweet the sound.
That doesn't really work.
No, you broke it. So, that wraps
Wolverine's
up.
Wolverine's already taken his headset off.
Wow.
Exit stage left. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so lovingly kind. Yeah. We're not going to talk about Johnny Mac and Barack, okay? Although if Barack was running for president, I'd vote for him. I've got a big boobs. Ah, Barack! Vote like, for me!
You sound like Barney from
Yeah, that was kind of Barney-ish.
Yeah, it was like a little bit.
I need a dust.
Gomer Pyle for president. Oh, golly!
He's got better credentials than
so Barack. So it's like Obama. Nobody have any problems?
You know, I don't.
So he has no fondling? You have fondling.
I have fondling, but it's the same ass fondling I've been doing.
And I have
ass fondling.
And I've had the same fondling for like the past month.
Speaking of ass fondling,
I don't want to know about that.